Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Welcome to Prognosis. I'm Laura Carlson. It's day 345 since coronavirus was declared a global pandemic. Today's main story, we're learning more and more about how well vaccines are working as millions of shots get doled out every day. How soon will we be able to get back to normal life? And when can we say we've beaten the pandemic? But first, here's what happened in virus news today. The U.S. is approaching an ugly milestone few imagined when the first COVID-19 cases were diagnosed a year ago. 500,000 deaths. That mark is likely to be reached in the next few days, depending on whose count is used. Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci called the number terrible and historic on NBC's Meet the Press. He said, while the recent decline in case counts is good, it doesn't signal that we're approaching herd immunity. New findings in the UK, the first country in the Western world to roll out COVID-19 vaccines, show the shots provide a high level of protection against infection and illness after a single dose. According to initial data in a study of medical workers, one dose of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine reduces the risk of infection by more than 70%. And that number goes up to 85% after the second dose. The report adds to evidence that vaccinations are already having a significant impact in countries with the most advanced campaigns to protect their populations. Finally, the last 6 weeks have seen a positive decline in the spread of the virus worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. Mike Ryan, head of the WHO's Emergencies Program, said on Irish radio that the good news shouldn't spur governments to reopen too soon. Vaccines appear to protect against severe illness in almost all cases, he said, including from variants. And now for today's main story. 9 vaccines have proved effective at protecting people from developing symptoms of COVID-19. But we don't know yet how good they are at preventing asymptomatic infections and keeping vaccinated people from passing the virus on to others. The good news is that preliminary signs suggest they do at least some of both. I spoke to senior editor Jason Gale to find out what we're learning about how the shots work as vaccination campaigns continue around the world.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
So, to what extent can we attribute this decline we're seeing in COVID-19 cases to vaccination?
Well, it's difficult to say. COVID-19 cases have been falling for 6 weeks or so globally, and that roughly aligns with when vaccination programs began. But it's hard to tease out the contribution of vaccines versus factors like lockdowns, double masking, and other measures that can reduce transmission. We also don't know yet how good vaccines are at stopping infection.
So we've heard that a number of current vaccines are more than 90% effective at protecting people from getting sick from COVID-19. But what I'm hearing is that we don't actually know whether they will stop people from being infected with the virus that causes COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2.
Correct. Development of the vaccines that are being used now started more than a year ago. And back then, the objective was to create vaccines that would stop people getting seriously ill from COVID and needing hospitalization. And the vaccines do that. But the trials that tested their efficacy weren't designed to gauge their effectiveness at preventing asymptomatic infection. And we know that people who are infected but have no symptoms can still spread the virus to others.
And stopping that spread, the spread of the virus, that's critical for getting the pandemic under control. Is that right?
Yes. Of course, we want to stop people getting sick and dying from COVID. But ultimately, we want to stop SARS-CoV-2 from circulating. For one thing, we know the more it circulates, the more chances the virus has to mutate and for new variants to emerge.
So broadly looking, what are the chances that COVID-19 vaccines will actually stop transmission?
Well, data are emerging, and we can expect a lot more information in the coming weeks from countries like Israel, which has vaccinated the greatest proportion of its citizens. As of early February, more than a quarter of people 15 years and older and 72% of the population over 65 were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And in Israel, the dominant strain there is a variant first reported in the UK. Researchers are seeing signs that the vaccine is preventing infections, and COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are falling at a much faster rate in those who have been fully vaccinated compared with those who haven't.
And that declining rate is great news. But what about other strains of COVID-19 or other vaccines?
There's no comparative data yet to know how the different vaccines stack up against each other and the various strains that are circulating. Based on laboratory experiments and clinical trial data, it looks like there will be some differences. But lab studies are a little bit limited as they typically look only at antibody levels in blood samples and not other components of the immune system. So we'll get more information as these vaccines are used more widely in large populations. The other important thing to say is that vaccine manufacturers are monitoring the data closely and have already started working on new versions and combinations to optimize efficacy as new strains emerge.
Looking big picture, do you think there will ever be a point that we can actually eradicate COVID-19?
No. Only one human disease has been officially eradicated, and that's smallpox. The world was able to achieve it because we have an effective vaccine against smallpox and only one species known to get the disease, humans. But we know with SARS-CoV-2, it probably exists in nature, in bats and possibly other creatures, so eradicating it will be virtually impossible. But we know COVID-19 can be controlled as it has been here in Australia. So with safe and effective vaccines that can be shared equitably across the world, we have a really good chance of eliminating it, at least as a public health threat.
That was Jason Gale, and that's it for our show today. For coverage of the outbreak from 120 bureaus around the world, visit Bloomberg.com/coronavirus. And if you like the show, please leave us a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's the best way to help more listeners find our global reporting. The Prognosis Daily Edition is produced by Topher Forges, Magnus Henriksen, and me, Laura Carlson. Today's main story was reported by Jason Gale. Original music by Leo Sidran. Our editors are Rick Schein and Francesca Levy. Francesca Levy is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.